Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. It's not uncommon that I receive a phone call from someone who is not familiar with what we do at MRM, and they're simply wondering, well, what is it that you do? We do a lot of things. We are a missionary organization that is trying very hard to get information into the hands of not only Christians about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but we also want to get information into the hands or into the ear of many members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so we do this a number of ways. We've been around since 1979, but as you can imagine, we don't have a huge advertising budget. We are not on primetime television, and so a lot of people still are not familiar with what we do. Well, of course, we have this broadcast that you're listening to right now, which is a major part of our outreach. We also have our website, mrm.org, where you can find many articles dealing with this subject. And I might mention that our articles are very well documented. One thing that we want to do is give the references so that our readers can check what we are saying with the sources that we have provided. If we are, for instance, citing a Mormon reference book, we want to give you the name and the page number of that reference book. So if you are not quite sure what the context may be of the quotation that we are using, you can look it up yourself. We also have our blog site, Mormon Coffee. It's forbidden, but it's good, where our readers are invited to get involved in the conversation. And we also have our outreaches on the streets in Utah. We just concluded in June our big outreach down at the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah. And we also show up at temple openings. Now, you might wonder, why do you go to temple openings? Well, that's because that is where the Mormons are. Why do you think Paul went to the synagogues? Paul felt to reach the Jew with the gospel message of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, and so he went where they are. This is where Mormons are. So when the Mormons open up a temple, we try to have somewhat of a presence there to give information to the people that are visiting. And it may surprise you, not all of the people that visit a temple opening are Mormons. Many of them are friends of Latter-day Saints, have been invited by their Mormon friends to come and see this building that will only be open to the general public for a very short period of time. And then once it is dedicated, it is closed to non-members and even many members of the Mormon Church who are not what they call worthy of entering this building. What is it that we hand out there, Eric, so that people have a better understanding of Mormonism?
Well, we have a temple open house paper that we produced a few years ago for the Brigham City outreach, and this four-page newspaper includes a number of articles that are written specifically for Mormons, but also for those who have never heard anything about this church. And so we do a comparison, taking a look at some of the doctrines, and contrast that with Mormonism over to evangelical Christianity, and just throw out some questions for people to think about.
Now, right now, we are involved in an outreach in Ogden, Utah, which is north of Salt Lake City. The Mormons actually razed or leveled the old Ogden Temple and built a completely new structure on the grounds. I have to admit, I'm glad they did. I always thought the Ogden Temple, which is very similar to the Provo Temple, is not the prettiest building that I've ever seen. But they have rebuilt this, and so you are going down there, and others at MRM, such as Randy Sweet, is going down there, and you are handing out these papers to people that are visiting the temple. What kind of results have you seen so far?
Well, what we have done is we have some website signs, sacredorsecret.com, which gets a lot of comments from people because a lot of Mormons want to say that the temple is sacred. They don't like the word secret because it sounds like there are things in there that they don't want you to know about. In fact, a number of Mormons that will walk by will say, well, why don't you come in? Because if it's so secret, then why not just come in yourself? Well, we already have. We typically go the first day before we ever start doing an outreach. We go through the temple so we can tell people that we did go through and see it. And on the one for Ogden, which is open all the way until the first week of September, you can go through as well. It's a silent tour. They will not answer any questions while you are walking through. In the baptismal font room, they do have a couple of signs pointing you to 1 Kings and 1 Corinthians to tell you why baptism for the dead is performed. But otherwise, there are no signs, really, for you to know what an endowment room is or the marriage sealing room. Those kinds of things, you're not going to know very much. They're certainly not going to tell you about the oaths that they take, the new names that they receive. You have to actually go to, it's kind of a trailer, actually, right next to the temple, and inside there are some missionaries who are supposed to answer questions. And Randy Sweet and I went in there and asked some questions, and they were very generic answers. They were not very specific at all.
See, that's one of the problems that I have when the Mormons use these open houses as a means of saying to the world, see, we're not hiding anything. And really, that's disingenuous because, as you mentioned, much of the information that you get about the temple ceremony is very vague when you go to a temple open house. They are not going to tell you the specifics.
And throughout the temple, they do have pictures of Jesus, as well as a number of pictures I had never seen before of little children, of different scenes that just make you feel so homey and, oh, what a nice setting this is. But when the Mormons will say, well, it's sacred and not secret, I always like to ask, my first question is, well, how come they didn't show us the washing and anointing rooms? Because that's
they
one
never do that.
That's one place that they will never take you, as you said. And I had one lady say, well, because they're so small. The rooms are so small. So, and I said, well, yeah, there are a number of small rooms there that they didn't let us in. They could have had us walk by. And I knew where the room was when I was on the bottom level. I knew where those rooms were because there was a person guarding that hallway. And another lady said,
probably because I wandered off in the Sacramento Temple, and they probably haven't forgotten that. I went into the Washington Anointing Room, and they were not too happy that I got away from the tour group.
Well, one lady said, you could have asked. And I said, are you serious? You really think that they would have?
But I did ask, remember? I did ask, what is that room back there? And she said, well, that's just another room. Wow, that really told me a lot. And then afterwards, I asked the guide specifically why she wasn't specific with her answer. And she said she had to stick to the script.
Right.
That she wasn't allowed to talk about it. So again, you're not going to get a full understanding of what the temple is really all about just by visiting an open house.
Well, and I asked one lady who was guarding another hallway that I don't think where the washing and anointing rooms were, but I asked her, what are those rooms? She looked at me and she says, I don't know. And I knew she knew, but she just said that because she didn't want to have to explain whatever was down that certain hallway.
Now, you've had some Christians come up to you and thank you for being outside the temple handing out this information. You see, there are a lot of Christians that live in Ogden. Ogden is a melting pot because of Hill Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of quote-unquote Gentiles that live in that area.
Now, we don't find too many Christians going through. I'm going to say 98% of those we have walking by us on 21st and Washington there in Ogden. We're standing on the corner nearest the temple. Most of them are Latter-day Saints, but occasionally we'll have people that we can tell are quote-unquote Gentiles, the people who are not part of the Mormon church. They're the ones wearing the blue jeans or, you know, they're not wearing the full uniform of the Mormon populace that will attend this. And so some of them come from other church traditions like Catholic, or they may have no religion at all. But there's been a few people who have crosses on. I think that's a pretty cool thing to walk through the temple with a cross on. And every time I see somebody like that, I always make a reference to that. Oh, I bet you didn't see too many of those in there. They are saying they're very grateful. And I'm going to tell you, you guys are a big encouragement when you do come by and say hi to us when you're going to the temple anyway, and saying nice things, that thank you for being out here, because we're trying to do this in gentleness and respect. We're not trying to cram this down their throat. We are offering the newspapers. We have the signs there. We even tried a new strategy. We're trying to hand out copies of Spencer W. Kimball's The Miracle of Forgiveness. It's an excellent book.
Now, he was the 12th president of the Mormon Church and wrote this book that we have talked about numerous times on this show, but it is a killer book. If you ever want to understand what Mormons must do in order to receive forgiveness, The Miracle of Forgiveness would be the book to read. And the reason why we want to give these to people is because when you read that book, you realize there is no forgiveness because there is no miracle.
Well, Bill, I'm going to tell you, we're trying to hand these out, and the Mormons usually have a straight-ahead look. They're not going to even give us the time of day as they walk by. And I would say that slowly, my little spiel about this free book, we'd like to give it to you. We think every Latter-day Saint ought to read it. Typically, they will just keep walking on. You know they're hearing you, but they're just going on. But sometimes, it's usually the man in the family will say, I already have that. My question right back is, well, what did you think of it? And then I get a variety of answers, but they're usually pretty generic. Oh, I liked it. It made me feel good. I said, it really made you feel good? I had one guy say it talked about forgiveness because he took it out of the title, and I don't know, he probably had read it a long time ago. I said, sir, could you come back here and show me where the forgiveness is in this book? And he just kept on walking. He wasn't going to have anything to do with that.
I don't know how a Mormon could like it. In fact, I've told the story before that when I talked to a sister missionary on Temple Square about the miracle of forgiveness, she said she had read it, and I asked her what she thought of it, and she said that book scared her to death, which proved to me she read it. If you read this book, nobody can do what he says to do in that book. And if you can't do what he says in that book, you don't get the forgiveness. It's as simple as that.
Well, anyway, we are going to be doing this all the way through September 6th. If you would pray for us, it's one of the outreaches we have. We're trying to go out as often as we can. We're about an hour away, so it does take us a little effort to get out there. But if you would pray and just remember us and stop by if you happen to go to the open house.
What was the strategy at the temple in Boise?
Matt Slick on his radio show said, honk three times if you're in a car driving by. And we had a number of three honks going by for the Trinity. So if you're driving by and you can't roll down your window, honk three times and we'll know it's you.
If someone may be interested in helping you out at the temple outreach, should they contact you at eric@mrm.org?
That sounds good.
Let you know, and maybe you can coordinate if you're interested in doing that. But yes, as Eric said, do be praying for us as we minister at the Ogden Temple Open House in trying to reach Mormons with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today.